Sir? Rosina? Okay. And once again, would you state your name and the agency number for the record? Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation only warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, I will take note that you were notified of this hearing back on July 16 of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yeah.
And on there, among other things, it stated that you have the right to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one signed in for you today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yeah.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating on your panel today, and I would like to just to introduce them to you. They are, to my right, which will be to your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will be serving as your lead for this hearing. We also have in the room today, although you cannot see him because we have some technical problems, we also have in the room with us today, Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Medina and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and you so firm. Mr. Medina?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. McDaniel, you have one allegation only warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false? And it reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4936 West Caledonia Mount in Tucson, Arizona, on or about March 7, 2018, without the power of approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown. Thus, you was in the struggle from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Medina, I move to find that he is in violation of the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and agreed by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is very important, because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to you to remain on supervision, sir. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Once we receive that information, then we'll come back and we will discuss this with you. So at this time, please remain quiet as the Honorable Mr. Turner will give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Medina was released from the ADC on 2/23/2018 and arrested on 6/30/2018 by the Pima County Sheriff's Office on new misdemeanor charges of drug paraphernalia and false reporting. Returned back to ADC custody on 7/5/2018 with an adjusted release date of 8/18/2018 with 115 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 shoplifting, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, organized retail theft, 4 months. 2014, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4, mental health score of 2, and a substance use score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Northside Chicanos. Prior terms of supervision in 2014, TIS release completed, 1 month. 2016, TIS release absconded for 40 days. He was arrested and reached his CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and fighting noted. Other arrests, 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, narcotic drug violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona probation revoked. He has a GB score of G8V9. Status of charges, Perkoma County Court System, case is still open and pending, and his hearing is scheduled for 8/1/18 at 10:30 a.m.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. So it is pending, and the hearing should be next week before the judiciary system down in Pima County. Based on information that we have, sir, we just want to talk very briefly, this information, of course, you've seen, because it is the case supervision summary. We do take note that initially you were to reside down there in Tucson. So how long did you remain at that address, sir? 4936 West Covered Dunn, Maynard in Tucson. How long did you remain there, sir?
I was about, I would say close to 2 months.
Couple of 2 months, okay. And why did you leave there, sir? What happened?
Well, my wife's pregnant, and I have two babies that need my help at home. So I asked the law officer, he said, check back with him, and I asked him a couple times, and he seemed to call me, and he would go home, go back home with my family, and go take care of it. His wife was single, she was just going by herself, so it's what happened, is I got a new one. And as far as the drug paraphernalia, my wife is diabetic, and that was not, I wouldn't support that, and yes, I didn't want to support this, because I didn't want to come back on the violation, I come back on the Congress prison. But as you can tell, this is not, I keep coming back, and I think somebody in the prison will help me. This prison is not helping me, obviously.
Okay, sir. Let me ask this now, who are you living with down in Tucson? You say you was, want to go with your wife, so who are you living with, sir, in Tucson for those 2 months?
With my wife.
Are you living with your wife?
Yes, just before I came to prison, yes. Which was on the day of the last month of June.
And what were you doing those 115 days when you were absconded, sir? Were you still living with your wife? What were you doing then, sir?
I was working.
Okay, you were working?
I was just staying home, I was staying home and working, yes.
What kind of work were you doing, sir?
It's a place called the State Center, and what these people do is they buy everything in the house that, where the elderly people, they die, and they have no family, so the house gets like, I don't get, State takes over what we do, what we want, and it's basically, that's it.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that you're doing something productive and doing something to help others who could not help themselves. Now, I do take note that in looking at the request for this warrant, that you were using something, that you admitted using marijuana and methamphetamine. So how long had you been using those drugs, sir?
I was using marijuana, I was using methamphetamine. I never had a very good aim. So I didn't have any mental assistance.
Oh, sir, you didn't say that you had a WUA, you said that you admitted yourself that you had been using those drugs. And you said that you were testing.
I admitted to my drugs, I was using marijuana.
Okay. And did you have a marijuana medical card, sir?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I told him I was using, he didn't have to get out of my thing yet. I smoked some weed here, and he just wanted to get my card.
Now, in the past or recently, have you ever done anything to get, receive any counseling or anything to help you with your drug problem, sir? You know, anything like NA or AA or any other program?
Yes, I have.
Did it work, sir?
It works, but I think I believe I need some type of rehabilitation, because I need to learn certain skills on how to say sober. I am a little productive guy. See, my shop prison doesn't have much of that, much of those things available. And you can ask my name, you have a really good, and they don't have much of it, much of that available.
Yes, sir. So at this time, sir, I'm going to check with other distinguished board members to see if they may have questions for you at this time. Board members, any questions at this time for Mr. Medina? I don't see any questions coming from board members at this time, sir. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
No, sir, I just like to say, I promise to keep my word, and I will do as the board is telling me. I will go into rehab or whatever it is they want me to do to help myself. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Medina. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, but please stay on the phone, because in Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law so that you can hear everything that we're saying, and this will be the first time that board members will have discussed your case, sir. This is a very unfortunate situation for Mr. Medina. He's still a young man. I believe he's just 27 years of age and has a great future before him, wife and a family. And he admits himself that he has a drug problem, and he feels that he needs some help, but he has to make up his own mind that he's ready to receive this help. One can want something as much as they want to, but until they are ready, it will not happen. And I believe that Mr. Medina is getting there. I don't think he's quite there, but I think that he's getting there, and that given enough time, he will get there. He will be successful, so he can take care of his family and be a successful father as well as a successful husband. Since my own feeling, and each board member has their own independent way of making decisions, but inasmuch as he's scheduled to be out in less than a month, I believe, therefore, I think it would be in his best interest statement to complete this month. And so when he get out, he won't have to report to a parole officer. He will be on his own at that time. And so that's my feeling as one board member, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. Okay, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0916, a real information provided by Mr. Turner, and information gathered from the discussion with Mr. Medina. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. And that is my motion.
Second.
Motion by myself to revoke community supervision, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Mr. Lee Kowalis. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are scheduled to be released on August the 18th, less than a month from now. Good luck, and you won't have to report to a parole officer, but you should work with someone to make sure that you don't end up in urge again and that you stay off of drugs. This will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You too, sir.